Jesus. Of course, I decided to skip that heavy lunch so that I won't sleep while teaching you, because I know some tough questions are coming, and it'll be fun. So I just had a light lunch and we are here. Okay, we talked about the basic 33 devas, and we talked about Indra, we talked about Prajapati. Are you guys clear about Indra and Prajapati, the king? Are you clear about Indra and Prajapati? Can we go ahead? Right? Now, one point I'll just add over here, because a lot of, there's a recession on and a lot of people are having work-related problems. A very important concept out here is Indra. Indra is the deity of the 10th house for everybody. He is the one who gives you your work based upon what your senses like to do and what you have trained your senses to do. Somebody who's probably good at computers will have something with Ketu in the 10th house. The planet in the 10th house, especially in a chart called the Dashamsha chart. Have you heard of Dashamsha? The D10 chart, the 1/10th division. Now that is a planet which will play a key role in what you're doing. So that is the Indra. So Indra, when we go to Dashamsha, now what is Indra at a more physical level? Indra is the lord of the eastern direction. He makes you think in such a way that you head towards the eastern direction. And who is the planet that governs that direction?
Sun.
So sun signifies what? What sort of work?
Government,
leadership, king. So Indra, if you worship Indra, they say if you worship Indra, you will be good at politics. You will want to be the king. You will head towards kingship. Same way, there are 10 lords of the 10 diggers, or 10 directions. Life, all any occupation, any job, can be divided into one of these 10 directions of life. And these 10 directions are the 8 planar directions. One that goes down, digging. You keep digging, 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 digging for what? For more knowledge. You deep dig, you keep digging very deep for more knowledge. That's Brahma, the giver of knowledge, the all-knowing. He is the deity of the vertical downward direction. And the deity of the vertical upward direction. Lakshmi, is it okay? Is it okay? Right. Okay, the deity of the vertical upward direction is goes by the name Ananta, another name for Narayan. Now, when we say God, if I were to say God and I were to ask you to point me at a direction, where would you all point? Up, in the sky, upwards. God is there. He's not there at my feet. So, for everybody, Ananta is the upward direction. So, whenever a planet which signifies the vertical upward direction is very strong in the 10th house, then know that the work, the occupation of the person is linked in some manner to God, spirituality and such things. And that planet is Ketu. Ketu rules the vertical upward direction. So if somebody has Ketu in the 10th house, you can say he is interested in computers, because Maharishi Jaimini says that small machines and things like that, watches, repairing watches, are related to Ketu. You can also say that, yes, by worshipping Ananta, he will become very spiritual and head in that direction. A priest, a good priest is one who worships God all the time, as Ananta, the endless, there is no end. You keep rising until a day comes when you don't come back anymore to this planet. That's the concept. Now, the 8 planetary directions, the directions in this horizontal plane, tend to keep us here in this world. Even after death, we continue to do what we want to do as per these planets in the 10th house. Now, who are the lords of these 8 directions? Can anybody? Narasimha? Yeah, in the Kala Chakra? No, not in the Kala Chakra. In the normal directions, who are the lords, the planets?
Sun,
Sun for east. No, not the deities, the planets. Does everybody know this? No. Okay, so I'll draw it for you. Here. Pardon? That's again Ketu. Yeah. Vertical up or down is Ketu. It's like Pisces, you know, there are two fishes. It's a fish. Sometimes it points upwards, sometimes downwards. Okay, here, are the eight directions. And here is east, ruled by the sun. West, ruled by? Can I use the symbols? Okay. The south is ruled by whom?
Mars.
North?
Mercury.
Who rules the northeast?
Jupiter.
This is Venus.
Southeast.
And southwest is? Rahu. And this is? The moon. So here are the eight directions ruled by the eight planets. And depending upon your profession, one of these planets will definitely be ruling your major activity in this mundane life. It has to be ruling it. Somebody is a priest. You can straightway say that's the direction of Jupiter. A priest is worshipping God in this mundane life. He is acting as a priest, as a teacher, Jupiter. But a spiritualist is one who is looking up, vertically up. He is not looking for any particular religion. No individual religion is going to satisfy him. It cannot.